Hello, hello. Dylan Beyer is making the rounds in downtown La Crosse, filling orders for Pearl Street Brewery.
So we got 1 6-pack of pale ale, so they're going to need a case of pale ale for sure.
As Pearl Street's delivery guy, Beyer will return with fresh beer later in the week. Like most microbrewers in the state, La Crosse-based Pearl Street Brewery self-distributes its beer to bars, restaurants, and stores. They also rely on wholesale distributors to push their product, but the brewery's future could change if a motion inserted into the state budget goes untouched. Motion 414 was crafted by the Wisconsin Beer Distributors Association and is designed to protect business interests of brewers, wholesalers, and retailers in Wisconsin. Miller Coors spokesman Julian Green says separating these three aspects of the beer industry is essential.
Prior to Prohibition, there was this, you know, brewers who owned and operated both the distribution and retail tiers. It was a monopolistic practice called Tide House Evil.
Miller Coors, the Tavern League, and the Wisconsin Retailers Association also back the motion. Motion 414 supporters are afraid that Anheuser-Busch will start buying up the state's wholesalers. Beer Marketers Insight editor Ben Steinman says that's a valid concern, but it may not be justified.
The actual facts on the ground are that Anheuser-Busch owns, I think, 12 out of 530 distributorships. And since InBev bought Anheuser-Busch, that really hasn't changed appreciably.
So, Motion 414 states a brewer cannot also be a wholesaler. And this has the craft brewers ticked off because they'll no longer have the option of going into the wholesale business. And for those who do work with distributors, they have fewer to choose from. The state's beer distributors have rapidly consolidated. 15 years ago, there were 92 wholesalers in Wisconsin. Today, there are 42. Pearl Street Brewery owner and brewmaster Joe Kachaver says when he started using a distributor, he chose one that cared about his product.
Since then, they have consolidated with three other distributorships. Mm-hmm. And now where we were one of, you know, a handful of brands that they distributed, now we're one of hundreds of brands that they distribute. So how do we control the fact that they, whether they would like to sell our beer or not over those other brands?
All Wisconsin craft brewers have a wholesale license, but few distribute other brands besides their own. Sprecher Brewing President Jeff Hamilton is also president of the Wisconsin Brewers Guild, which represents craft brewers. He says craft brewers in Illinois and California have started successful craft beer distribution businesses. Under the new law, Wisconsin brewers would no longer have that option. Another part of the motion that has upset craft brewers is that wholesalers would no longer be able to make new investments in Wisconsin breweries, but could continue investing in out-of-state ones. Hamilton says this could hurt Wisconsin's breweries.
There are distributors, as we speak, that own interests in out-of-state breweries. So where do you think they're going to likely want to sell more beer of, one that they own a piece of or one they don't?
Under the motion, brewers will be able to self-distribute up to 300,000 barrels annually. This is well above the 2,000 barrels that Pearl Street Brewery expects to sell this year. While they'll be able to continue delivering their own beer, the possibility of expanding and selling other beers would be less certain. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.